how will you know if this change happens? How can you measure the degree to which you have ignited your significant change?
It's a challenging question, isn't it, when it doesn't exist yet? We're in the world of hypotheticals because your vision is starting from what is and seeing what could be, but isn't yet. So you're absolutely right. Right now, it's hypothetical.
I think there would be various moments where you feel that the change is underway, that it's happening. Moments of progress, breakthroughs, those are vital moments along the way.
How do you define progress? Again, change doesn't happen in one specific action.
Right.
It is a series of actions.
Yes.
Sometimes, as you say, decades worth of actions. So
yes.
If you were to say our vision isn't happening until it's completely realized, that reflects a misunderstanding, fundamental misunderstanding of change.
You'd have to carefully devise your own measures of success, measures of progress. If there is resistance, your first desire may be to overcome the resistance when the defenders of the status quo stand up and raise their voice. That's also a moment where you know you've been noticed.
And you're a threat.
More than noticed, but actually felt to be a threat.
You're affecting change.
Right.
You're in a position to affect change.
Right.
And I will say here, because this is really important, the more significant your change, the more resistance you are likely to get. And this is worth noting because part of your vision is about the pursuit of truth. And why is that important? Because you see what is with regard to truth right now. So as you evoke your change and get that resistance, know that you will be defending the truth because the untruths will come at you.
Yeah.
They can create a false narrative about you.
Yeah.
When you are a leader, it is your job to create and manage the narrative. It is on you to ensure that that is the narrative associated with you and your collective, because I see even in organizations, too often, leaders abrogate that responsibility. And what happens is you are now allowing others, even competitors, to create the narrative about you, which is a dangerous thing.
Yes.
So it's up to you to protect, preserve, and evoke that narrative of who you are and what you're about.
Yeah. So how will you know if this change happens? How can you measure the degree to which you have ignited your significant change? There's the leader and the collective, and the leader at various moments, in a very subjective way, will know that change is happening, will feel in her own, his own, or in my own mind, will feel that we're moving forward, that change is happening. We say to ourselves sometimes, I know I should be here. I know where I am today is where I should be. I know I'm in the right place. That's within the leader. The next circle, the collective, watching the collective grow, develop energy, start to become self-sustainable in the sense that it's producing its own energy. It has the vision, it has direction from me, it has a rhythm, I'm setting the pace. But within the collective, as it grows, it's starting to become sustainable, self-sustainable. There will be different moments there from the end of the first month to the end of the first year where there will be a clear sense of change happening. Then we have to talk next about the world. This is where we get to the harder question of change happening in the world. And as we said, the sheer scope and ambition of the vision is such that it is going to take time to get a response from the world. It has some value. It shows people have noticed you, but that doesn't tell you if the change is happening. The ultimate phrase is actual change itself. You're not only having the impact, but if a vision is not only aspirational, but is actually a statement of what the world will become, this isn't just impact. This isn't just progress, but we actually
have changed.
We have changed things.
Your vision, acting as a vision, fulfilling the role of the leader igniting this change. Mm. It's a huge responsibility, and it's not for the faint of heart.
No.
So I will quote one of my favorite Brits, Winston Churchill, once again. Never, never, never give up. And it's easier to do that when you as the leader see the markers, and even when you see a little one and you go, okay, it's coming. That long effort of change